Hello, hello everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for this radio show, where twice a week we talk about astrology and energies and what's going on, what we're feeling, what might be coming up, and hopefully this gives you some insight into what's unfolding in your world too. Today is January 14th, 2019. We are in the middle of eclipse season. And because of that, we have a lot of big energies moving and pushing us forward. You're probably feeling that in your own life. You're probably seeing it in the world. It's a time of movement. And eclipses are periods of bigger energies that ultimately upgrade us. They show us where we're ready to step into a new aspect of our own energy field, where we're ready to grow, where we're ready to face something, where we're ready to see a new aspect of ourselves, of our lives, or of our choices. And every eclipse brings in something new. It's a very dynamic, energetic imprint that comes through in the collective as well as in our individual energy fields. And in today's show, we're going to talk about these current eclipses of January 2019. We're going to talk about what is beginning as something else is ending. And 2019 has five eclipses, so we're really moving into a new understanding of where we're headed, where we're going, and where we need to be. And this is an energy that works with each of us in our natal astrology charts based on wherever each eclipse point is for you. So the January 5th and 6th new moon solar eclipse was at 15 degrees of Capricorn. So wherever 15 degrees of Capricorn is in your chart is where the energy is coming through. And then the next eclipse on January 20th and 21st is at 0 degrees of Leo, almost at 1 degree. And this one is significant because it's a completion cycle to the energies that started in February 2017 and August 2017. So I'm going to talk about each of these a little bit more to help you understand where you're being pushed as well as why. It's like I'm just feeling like this, okay, exhale, right? Like we have to exhale. We have to let go. We have to release, and we have to keep trusting the flows of life to not resist, to not hold back, to not think we have to figure it all out. And typically when there's big energies, we can be really stuck in our minds. You're figuring it out. You're thinking about it. You're trying to, you know, be conscientious and aware. And what's the next step? What's the solution? And yet our minds can be the aspect of ourselves that slow us down the most. Your mind can be the slowest part of your energy field because it's where we can sit with something. We can spin in a fear. We can remain paralyzed in consideration of what about this, what about this, what about this, other options and choices. We can be overly mental. And it can take us away from our power, away from what we intuitively trust or feel deeper in ourselves. So during this eclipse period, listen to the other messages that are trying to come through, not just the ones in your mind, but the ones in your body, the messages in your intuition, the messages of your feelings, the messages in your dreams. Make sure and stay aware that all of these are different energies that are speaking to you. And they're bringing forward a new level of awareness or something to bring into your conscious awareness. Eclipse periods can be fast moving. In fact, it feels like this year, only 2 weeks in, it's been quite dynamic. There's been a lot of the pushing us forward, moving things ahead. You can't ignore what you have to do. Maybe you thought you would walk a bit into 2019, but all of a sudden we're running and we're sprinting. Astrologically, all planets are direct, and that means it's go time. There's universal energies here that are moving things along at quite a brisk pace. And the mind can saunter or pause or stop. But what we're seeing now is that it's time for action. It's time for movement. It's time to go forward into this new energetic paradigm. And in fact, if you think about it too much, you only slow yourself down from what is meant for you, from what is needed for you to trust and believe and follow. What I've been feeling intuitively and energetically is that it's becoming more and more clear where some people are stuck in the confines of 3D energies, and they're feeling too much. It's scary. It's too confusing. It's too big. There could be a part of you that's feeling this too. Yet I feel that there's those who have literally gone as far as they can go on a certain energy road. It's like you can only go so far without raising your consciousness. You can only go so far without change, without stepping up or into a new choice or new possibilities. You can only go so far, because everything about this time is about stepping into a new world, a new consciousness, a new way of understanding your energy and of using it in the world. And so if people are really spinning, and in fact spinning out, it's because they are trying to go back to previous solutions, or it's like I'm seeing this U-turn. It's like they're trying to do a U-turn back to what they thought would be an option, or what they, it's like, oh, I chose option A. Okay, wait, I'm just going to turn around, do a U-turn, and go back and choose option B. Well, sorry, that's long gone. Like, those energies are not available anymore. There is no going back for any of us, individually or collectively. There's only moving us forward. And there's so much energy here that's meant to show you that there's new possibilities brewing. Like, there's new things happening now. And the more that we step into that, and say, okay, I'm ready. I'm scared, but I'm ready. I have some fear, but I know my trust is bigger. Or I'm not quite certain, but I believe in myself. I believe in my ability to figure it out. I believe in my ability to trust what is right for me. This is Jupiter in Sagittarius giving us that belief in ourselves, that understanding of the bigger picture. And then it's the energies in Capricorn that are saying the real world cannot be ignored. The world you live in, the physical world you live in, is your reality right now, and it has to be dealt with. We have to be aware of what is unfolding in the physical reality so that these newer high vibrating energies can come in into the physical world. So that's why so many things have to change and shift and collapse. That's why people are spinning out, why they are collapsing, why they feel energetically exhausted, overwhelmed, stuck, afraid, paralyzed. Again, you could feel this too, and that's okay, but it's understanding that you're meant to make a new choice. You're meant to do something new, and that's what these eclipses are showing us, because the eclipses have now moved into Capricorn and Cancer, which they're going to be in for the next 18 months. And Capricorn and Cancer energies are cardinal signs. The cardinal energies are the initiators of a new season. It's a new season of life. It's a new season in your world. It's a new season in the world. There's a need here to start something that really honors you now. Again, no going back, but you're stepping into a new aspect of yourself. I just feel it as more real than ever before. And maybe there are things that you didn't believe you could do or didn't know you were capable of, and now the universe is saying, you're on deck. It's time. The show's on. Go. And it's time. And we're meant to trust that, especially with Mars and Aries, where we understand that, again, another energy of initiation, another energy of leadership, of pioneering ourselves. Both this Mars and Aries and the planets in Capricorn are leadership energies. They just do it in a different way. Mars and Aries is impatient. It trusts its gut, though, and it understands that there's something that needs to get started, that sometimes living in the moment is really the best way to take life, to just take it minute by minute, hour by hour. Mars in Aries gives us the courage and the confidence to raise your hand and say, yes, I can. I will show up for that. I will be there. Mars in Aries trusts its body. Mars in Aries works with the inspiration, works with that motivation of, I want this, I can do this, I believe in this, I want the new start. So again, another push here forward. And then the energies in Capricorn, which we have the Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn, are also saying there's time to step into a new level of your own authority, but I feel it is bigger. I feel it is life ownership. Life ownership, where you are commanding all of your energy, even the parts of yourself that you gave away or that you assigned to others or that you thought someone else would be in charge of. And that's not the case. In fact, right now, what we have to do is say, no, I'm in control of my life. Now, this sounds good, right? And it can be one thing to have the thoughts and understand it and know what it means. But this also means you take ownership of your professional life, your finances, what you have in your house, how you're operating in your world, where you're honoring your commitments, where you're showing up. The Capricorn energies are very much about taking life seriously, taking our time seriously, understanding that the only thing that counts is where you show up. It's like you can have all the thoughts in the world and all the inspirations and all the intentions, but now you have to do it and you have to show up and demonstrate that energy. And it could be where you've had the fears. It could be where you felt scared or where you felt, who's going to believe my expertise? Who's going to believe that I can really handle this, that I'm really the master of this? Like, you can get so worried about who's looking at you or looking at what you're claiming or aware of, maybe people think I can't really do this and they think I'm a fraud. It's like sometimes that Capricorn energy can be too worried about how it appears to others or how it shows up one way and then you think, do I look like a fraud? Well, what we're saying here is that you're stepping into this area of life ownership with support. And that support is coming through Neptune and Pisces. That's your soul, your spiritual self. The aspects of you that are not in human form are absolutely supporting you right now. You're not alone. You never have been. You never will be. Sorry, you can't be. You can't be alone. You can't be fully disconnected from all of you, the all of you that exists eternally and in energetic realms is always connected with you. But part of this human experience and even the illusion is that you have to call it in, though. You have to invite it. You have to be the one that says, let's bring in more of my energy than what I was born with. I want that in now. I really want all of the spiritual support opening up to me now. And that's when amazing things start to happen and they change and you see something that you didn't see before. You have opportunities you didn't have before. So this Neptune in Pisces is reminding you that through this illusion of the physical experience, through these different energetics and the experiences that we move through, where are you asking for help? Where are you asking for support? Because you could be feeling powerless, overwhelmed, emotionally disconnected, all the above and more. And then you need to step into this new place of your power to claim it, to claim what is waiting for you once you invite it in. So these eclipses right now are showing you perhaps some Swiss cheese in your life, you know, the holes in the Swiss cheese where things are open, where there's nothing that's filled in just yet, and you're thinking, I feel like most people are waiting for somebody else to do it. You're waiting for somebody else to give you permission, to give you the answer, to give you the job, to give you the solution. But part of the full ownership over your energy is to say, I now call in exactly what I need in this area of my life. So you fill in those holes energetically with an energy of what you want. And this can be a visual, a meditation practice. This could just be something that you say out loud. We're living in a time unlike any other. And before I did this show, I was getting some messages around this that were really important. Because this time on the planet is truly unlike any other time. We are moving through a big change in humanity that will be unfolding in 2020 and beyond. The next decade is pivotal for where we're going. And on one level, that can sound scary. On another level, it's the grand cosmic journey of evolution and things moving forward and how we need to be feeling that we're here for a purpose and you're here for a reason. And so there's a big cosmic upgrade that's happening. I've seen it happening slowly because if it happens too fast, it's like it blows the circuits. It's too much to integrate. It's too shocking. It's too disruptive. It can be destructive if it happens too fast. So I feel like these energies are coming in slowly to support the human timeline, and that's part of the grace. Cosmic grace. And I'm feeling like these cosmic waves are, I'm just seeing them connected to many other places in the galaxy, in the universe. You know, they're coming from other places, other realms. And they're ultimately supportive of where this planet needs to go because of so much that has been covered up and the corruption, the abuse, what's been hidden away and kept under wraps for decades, the things that are not in the best interest of humanity. And what we are being charged with, and I mean that in the positive charge of like taking charge of, is what we want on this planet. And there's many souls here who are contributing to the evolution of humanity and to where we're meant to go. And what the anchor is, like this really heavy, dense anchor, are the 3D players, structures, and energies that are afraid of losing power. losing their resources, losing their hold and their grip on what they have constructed. And people are feeling this, and they're feeling it through anger. It's interesting, because one of the gifts of politics is that it triggers us. It's very much a third dimensional construct. And so there's the triggers coming up, there's the big fears, there's the big emotional outbursts, there's a lot that comes up right now. Again, it's a very volatile time, it's a very big time. And yet it then brings up other solutions, other ways forward, and other options. It's like push comes to shove and something has to change. So there's big changes happening in many realms, and it's those who are really in the 3D structures that are feeling it the most intensely, although we all feel it in some manner and in some ways, and we're not immune from feeling it because of how the matrix of oneness connects us all. It's sort of like in the ocean, when there's a wave in one part of the ocean, well, eventually that wave goes to other parts of the ocean. Like the wave travels, energy travels. And so I'm seeing like these waves of energy travel around the matrix and understanding that, yeah, we feel it, but you don't feel it in the same ways. And so for those who are feeling grounded and centered in the higher realms of the fifth dimension, of a place that's detached and observing, you aren't going to feel, so you're not going to feel the waves in the same way. So for some people, they feel the waves as a tsunami, and as others, they feel it as a ripple, because you've already gone through your own tsunami, so to speak. You've already collapsed your own 3D energy fields in your own 3D connections. You've unplugged from 3D constructs that you realized just had you on autopilot. They aren't who you really are. You left key parts of your life that weren't even true to who you are. They were just what you were programmed to believe or what you thought you had to do. And so then you go through the ego deaths and the deprogramming and the sense of feeling lost. And that's part of this journey too, is that there's periods of time where you just feel lost. And I know that's what some of you are feeling right now, and I want to let you know that that's normal and it's needed. And it can be really, really hard, but you're on the right track, because the void is like this powerful place of new creation. You know, way out in the galaxy is where, of course, starbursts are formed, and the stars that are formed in the void. They're formed where there's no other energy taking up its place. It's like that's how stars can even come together, is because there's nothing there. It's a void, and then the energetic burst happens. So I feel like there's parts of us that get into the fear and the, oh, I've been there many times, my friends. I've been there many times, and I know that it can feel like you're in this waiting room and you're pacing. You're like banging on the next door, like, just open, just open. But this is also where, okay, I'm feeling like some of you, because you're in this void, because you're not sure of what's coming next, because you're exhausted, because you are done with everything, because you're feeling perhaps a lot. Your mastery right now, the mastery you are being invited to practice, is in the place of allowing new light and trust to come in and to use your tools that support this time in the void, or this time of great transformation. And those tools are anything that connects you to this Neptune and Pisces aspect of you that has everything it needs, where you connect to more of your spiritual self through meditation, through music, through dance, through writing, through art, through anything expressive, anything that brings you to that point of joy. What I've done for years that always helps me feel higher and lighter is I simply go for a walk and listen to the music that I love. 15 minutes, half an hour, super simple, but it just relaxes my energy. It relaxes your mind, because getting back to the mind can be that very last part of ourselves that gets on board with the changes, that gets on board with what's possible, that understands the bigger picture. So you have to calm your mind, because otherwise you'll just keep thinking those same fears or those same thoughts over and over again. So you have to call in new energy. That's why listening to other music, other messages, other voices, me yammering in your ear, it just brings in more understanding into your mind that can help with your own internal messages that can seem really loud at times. Mercury is conjunct Saturn, Mercury is conjunct Saturn as I do this, and it can feel like the mind is heavy and it's worried and it's challenged and it only sees the hardship. It doesn't see the other possibilities, the other potentials. And yet, Mercury is also making a sextile to Neptune and Pisces right now as I speak, coming through to you, no matter when you hear this, that's saying your soul is right here. Your spiritual self is right here, giving you some messages, giving you an understanding of the bigger picture, reminding you of your strengths. Reminding you that what is unfolding and what is transpiring is ultimately for the best and highest good of all, for the planet, for humanity, and for you, because you are part of that matrix, you are part of that energy. So what we're meant to do right now is to take care of ourselves mentally, spiritually, emotionally. We are always meant to do that. But these eclipses stir things up, right? Stirs it up in a big way. So this first eclipse here in Capricorn was showing you a new area of your life that you're meant to understand and take ownership of. And depending where 15 degrees of Cap is in your chart, that could feel like, okay, I'm ready, I've got this, or oh no, I'm scared. There's different ways that we feel these energies. And so I'm feeling like for many people, I just feel an uncertainty. Like, can I do this? Can I handle this? Am I a person? Are you sure it's not somebody else? Are you sure there isn't somebody more qualified? And yet the universe, God, source, spirit is saying, it's you. We're not messing up. Like, we're not wrong about this. You are the one to do this, whatever that might be in your life, okay, whatever that looks like for you, and to own it, right, to say, I can, okay, then if it's me and I'm supposed to go forward, then I'm going to know and trust that that's what needs to happen right now. So this is part of the ownership of our energies, and we're like, I'm feeling it in a way, it's like goes to into the bones, like it goes into the marrow of the energy field, which of course makes sense because of how Capricorn rules the bones in our body. So there's something in the deep marrow of yourself that's being activated to be understood. Now, in real world, practical terms, the United States' government is moving through a partial shutdown. There's a lot of changes happening in Capricorn energies this year and next year and beyond. It's going to be an ongoing theme. This brings up the areas of work, profession, how you make money, how you care for your family, how you do what you need to do, you know, to live and to take care of your needs. And I believe that if you're listening to this show, if you have a connection to astrology and to even the spiritual information and teachings, that a part of you knows that this is where you're meant to make practical, realistic decisions and take steps forward. And you might have to think outside the box, to think of a way to follow your path, to follow what you need to do, and to do it differently. I went to acupuncture last week, and there was a woman talking about to her friend. She's like, oh, I realized that I could start dog walking to get a little bit extra money, and I really like it. And she was telling her friend the story about a dog she was taking care of. And that was, I thought that was a good example of how we look at what we can do to make money right now, what opportunities. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but what do you need to do that other people will pay for, that you can, again, take ownership of your finances and of your life without relying on these structures that are changing and that are going to be continuing to change. I also came across another cool resource over the weekend. I was reading Entrepreneur Magazine, January, February 2019 edition. And in Entrepreneur Magazine, they were talking about how many retirees, people who have spent years and decades in an occupation or a role, are actually the secrets to some of the startups and companies that are operating right now, and that they are basically using their years of expertise as a consultant, as an expert, as a board member, as an executive. And there are companies right now, or I shouldn't say companies, there are services that specifically hire and look for people with decades of expertise. So if this is you, there's something out there for you where you can use your knowledge in a way that's entrepreneurial, that's based on your terms. One place is called Patina Solutions, and there's another one that's called Work at Home Vintage Experts, another one that's called Your Encore, I believe. So take a look at that. Look into this if this is you and you're either retiring or you don't want to retire and you want to keep being productive and making money. Check out where you can use your knowledge to help others. See, this is where we're having to think differently and not rely upon just another institution, company, or corporation to support us, where you get more entrepreneurial. That's part of this energy right now, and that's what it's going to be going forward. So this energy of the first eclipse in Capricorn is giving us a boost, a kickstart, even a kick in the pants that says it's time. It's a new energy. It's a new season of your life. There's new here. And monitor yourself. Take responsibility for yourself in a Capricornian way that is contained, and it allows you to make the best decisions based on that containment. Now, the next eclipse in January is in Leo. As I said, it's at 0 degrees of Leo, almost 1 degree of Leo. And this is a powerful completion of what has been unfolding since 2017. This is a total lunar eclipse that will be visible across North America. And it's interesting how it's a full moon lunar eclipse that literally ends the cycle that started back in August 2017 when we had that total solar eclipse across North America. So here we have the bookends of the energy. August 21st, 2017, total solar eclipse at 29 degrees of Leo. Now, January 20th, 2019, total lunar eclipse at 0 degrees of Leo, completing the energy, a reset point, back to what is true for you. You've cleared out a lot in your Leo area of your chart. You've washed it out. You had to change. It had to change. Ready or not, it's gone. Now you're at a reset point. You're at this sense of, okay, went through this deep healing. these big changes, these tough challenges, I had to really clear out what I thought I loved. And the truth is, whatever you still love will remain. It won't be gone, but it showed you where there were cracks, where things weren't true for you, where there was not alignment, where anything was false, where anything was too weak. It happened in these fixed signs of Leo and Aquarius, which are strong energies. The fixed signs stabilize. They dig in. They resist change. So wherever you've been resisting change, these eclipses said, well, guess what? It's time to change, because it's time to really give you more and something better, but it probably wasn't just served up on a platter. It wasn't easy. You had to move through some deep things. You had to do work. These eclipses were really about working through some areas of our lives that we were unconscious about. And, of course, everybody was feeling it, but not everybody's conscious of it. So this lunar eclipse in Leo is a reset button back to basics, back to the zero starting point of what is still in your heart and loving yourself for everything you've been through, loving yourself for what you had to do, even when it brought you fear, even when you were afraid, even when you were perhaps terrified. And it's over. This eclipse here is ending it. A full moon illuminates. It shows us what we didn't see, so there could be more that comes up. There could be more that comes to your awareness. There could be more pain in your heart that feels triggered. But it's really the last 10% of this energy, which can help, right, with perspective. Okay, if it's just the last 10%, I can do it. I can get through it. I feel like what this is clearing out have been these karmic energies of love, karmic energies that were in the heart chakra, what you thought was one thing and then it was really another. And it returns you to what is true. Like, what is the truest definition of love in your life? What is the truest area of love in your life? There's also this influx of new courage to be yourself and to say, this is my light. This is who I am. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm about. And I feel good in this. I feel strong. I feel worthy. I feel real and grounded. The Leo energy fortifies us, and it gives us a new sense of, it's like the stability. Okay, I'm just seeing this visual of a heart going down to the core of the earth. It's like grounded in a new sense of self-love. Also self-recognition. Loving yourself for what you've been through, loving yourself for what you endured, loving yourself for your strength and what you maybe had to do on your own. This is a lunar eclipse that's emotional. It's a full, all lunar eclipses are full moons. And it's, I'm just feeling like it can be emotional over how much you've been through since 2017. And that I'm seeing a heart draining out. It's like draining out. It's draining out blockages. that were preventing you from your new vibration of love. And I feel it as this, again, like the energy dripping out of the bottom of a heart, a draining of one version of love, because you're meant to understand that there's multiple versions of love, and now you're stepping into a different version of love. Okay, see, it took a minute for it to come through. And it's like, okay, I had that experience to look at this aspect of my heart, and now I see that my heart is so much bigger, but it's bigger for myself. Because it's Leo, okay? So it's you. It's like really how you are honoring who you are at a core level, and that this energy is going to invite you into this new area of love. Okay, so if you lost somebody, a relationship, a divorce, people in your heart, people you loved, it could be through the breakups, through death, through any means, right? A part of your heart became void. This energy is only working to support your new capacity to have something better. I've been working with a client about a person who she has identified as her twin flame. And not everybody has a twin flame. She has a twin flame. And it's incredibly hard. And she knows that he is dating other people and that he's just making some choices that she's trying to understand, but she doesn't. And it's because they're in different places now. Like he chose this path and she went this way. She's doing her work. He's not doing his work. He's trying to just stay in this dynamic and this comfort zone, but she's doing her work. And so she's really changed and she's really elevated away from that connection. And it's gotten to the point where she's not even attracted to him because he hasn't done his work. And it's kind of like, there's no energetic connection there, but he is still in her heart. There's still an aspect of his energy in her heart because, we'll call him George, because George left a George-size hole in her heart. And so logically, you think, well, I need to find George to fill in this George-size hole. But what the universe is saying is that right now the energy with George isn't healthy for you. It isn't right for you. You have actually elevated beyond what you're even aware of. And George has his own journey to take. George will do that on his own timeline. But don't think it has to be a George size, like cookie cutter, that fills in that hole. Because there can be somebody else who comes in who not only fills in that George size hole, but overlaps it, takes it over, like soothes all the pain and the edges and the rough spots, and it's like the better energy that heals your heart more deeply. So part of this lunar eclipse is letting the separations happen, because that's not your power. It never was your power. But your power is in that continual understanding that as long as you keep expanding yourself, your heart, your ability to be more of yourself, again, it goes back to the Neptune and Pisces of more of your soul energy coming through, more of your spiritual aspects coming through. The more that you embrace that and expand with it, which is the Jupiter and Sag, more comes in to meet you in that place. More comes in to meet you in that place. So it's interesting how this works, because it's okay to be hurt. It's okay to feel the loss. It's okay to miss somebody. It's okay to wonder. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay. It's okay. Everything's okay, spiritually speaking. But now the Capricorn energy is saying, step up. Step forward into who you really are. Honor the work you've done. Honor your own journey. Put yourself first and know that you can love someone from a distance but that there isn't going to be this void forever. So you can see how there's this overlap of energies where you can still feel the endings and the healing cycle that's completing, and yet there's all this rush of energy that's pushing you forward that you can't deny either. So follow. Okay, if you're in a car, follow the front window. Do not stare in the rear view window. Okay, the rear view window mirror, sorry, rear view mirror has mirrored back to you your lessons. The front windshield is bigger. It's so much bigger than the rear view mirror. So follow that and keep going forward because, again, these eclipses are so dynamic. July, we have the eclipses again in Cancer and Capricorn. July 2nd, there's a new moon solar eclipse at 10 degrees of Cancer. July 16th, there is a full moon lunar eclipse at 24 degrees of Capricorn. Then we end this year, December 26th, with a new moon solar eclipse at 4 degrees of Capricorn. So you can see how the Capricorn area of your chart is going to be getting 3 eclipses this year, not to mention Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn. So there's no denying that Capricorn energies are pivotal right now, are essential, and the more that we develop them in ourselves and become conscious of them, the more they support your journey. I'm feeling too like part of what needs to be let go of with this total lunar eclipse in Leo or any of the lower vibrating 3D energies that you're unconsciously attached to, like clinging. Like I see, like, if you were to hold a favorite stuffed animal and you're like clinging to it because you think it provides you safety, that's part of the illusion. And how you allow yourself to release that attachment is important with this full moon awareness. There's a lot of leadership energy this month. The ability to be your own leader, the ability to stand strong in your life, in your life, what your life is to you, what matters to you, what your values are, what's essential to you, how you want to live your life, how you want to spend your time. There's a lot of big leadership energy. That's Mars in Aries, it's the planets in Capricorn, and then it's this upcoming lunar eclipse in Leo that says, I decide what I'll be doing with my life. Thank you very much. So that's also part of this life ownership theme. Okay, I'm just looking here if there's anything else. And I feel like this is complete for today. Let me see. I think that there's one more thing. Just a minute. Let me listen. Okay. What I'm hearing is let them go. Let them go. And trust whatever comes up for you when I say that. Let them go. It could be a person. It could be people. It could be whatever that means to you. It's part of what we cleared out last summer and fall with the South Node in Aquarius. Okay, let them go, more specifically, is about you don't serve them by holding on. You actually don't help anybody grow by staying attached to them because their soul path is not your responsibility. Their journey is not your journey. And so, again, the leadership, the individuation, being your own individual, being your own journey, I just let them go. Let them go. that could be part of what you realize with this lunar eclipse. Because now what I'm seeing is how what that really means is letting part of yourself go. And that could either be scary because you're like, oh, but that's who I've always been, Molly, or that's what I knew, or that's what I was about, or that really meant something to me. And if I let them go, then I let this aspect of myself go, and then I don't know what comes in next. Then who am I? And what I feel is that that's what's exciting, is you get to choose new answers, new self-definitions. It's like the next adventure. The next adventure. So let them go, because spiritual mastery is understanding that you don't have power over their choices or over their soul's journey, and you don't need to, because they also travel with God, if that's part of your belief system. That's part of mine. That's part of mine, so that's why I'm sharing that. That everyone travels with God, everyone travels with Spirit, everyone travels with Source. Okay, now it feels complete. That's what I needed to say. So thank you for joining me. I'll be back on Wednesday with another astrology-centric podcast where we'll talk about the astrological energies of right now as we move through these last degrees of Capricorn. And we welcome Aquarius season soon. So I hope you'll join me on the next Wednesday show. Until then, my friends, wishing you much peace and mastery on your journey as we move forward into a dynamic year with new energies, new possibilities, and new parts of yourself that are truer, truer than ever. Many blessings to you, much love, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.